The HW Tech Podcast.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of the HW Tech Podcast. My name is Ralph and I'm Senior Specialist for Sales Enablement at HW. Today's topic is, do you know how to calculate the oil temperature in a hydraulic system? Since I obviously don't know the answer to this, I've invited Key Market Manager Axel, who's going to tell us something about it. Welcome, Axel.
Thanks, and thank you for inviting me. Yes, and yeah, I think I can contribute some information about that topic.
Well, let's hope so. Could you please first explain why a hydraulic system heats up and why it's so important to calculate the temperature?
Okay, let's start with the basics. So how do you find the temperature in here?
It's pretty comfortable. I'd say about 20, 21 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, that's right. While it's outside, it's much lower, maybe about 10 degrees. So it's clear. We have a heater inside here. Mm-hmm. It heats up and we have an enclosed room. And therefore, the temperature is higher than on the outside. So heat is dissipated through the windows and through the walls. Mm-hmm. But we get a balance between the heat we put in and the heat dissipation. And that's how it works.
Okay, but how does this apply to hydraulic systems?
Exactly the same way. In a hydraulic system, we heat up the oil with the power loss which we have inside the hydraulic system. Mm-hmm. And we dissipate the heat through the walls of the tank, of the reservoir. And when we balance that out, we will get come to a special temperature. The difference between the room and the hydraulic system is we want to keep the heat inside of this room. Mm-hmm. And in the hydraulic system, we want to get rid of the heat as fast as possible.
Okay.
So that's the difference, but there's one thing in common. In both cases, we want to use as low energy for heating as possible.
Okay. So it's about the balance between energy input and the dissipated heat, if I understand you correctly.
Perfectly described. Nothing to add.
Yeah, no. We've got a podcast here, so our listeners will want to hear a little bit more. Why does the temperature have to be calculated, and how do we do it?
Okay, in a hydraulic system, it is important that the oil, the system, does not overheat. So usually our maximum temperature is about 80 degrees Celsius. Mm-hmm. In some other cases, it might even be lower, but typically at 80 degrees Celsius, everything should stop. So, this is why we need to do the calculation.
Okay, so can you please explain a little bit more in detail how this calculation works?
Okay, as you already said, we have to find the balance point between the input heat and the heat dissipation through the walls of the hydraulic system. Mm-hmm. And the input heat comes from the power losses inside our hydraulic system. And in many cases, you don't know how much power is lost heating up the system. But as a rule of thumb, we can take about 50% of the input power as power loss. So this is the power which heats up our hydraulic system.
Okay. So how much energy or power is dissipated to the outside?
That's now depending on two values. The first one is the size of the reservoir, mm-hmm. the effective tank surface, which dissipates the heat from the oil inside to the air outside. Mm-hmm. And the other point is the higher the temperature difference between the outside and the inside is, the more heat is dissipated through the wall. So as a rule of thumb, another one, 1 square meter tank surface and the temperature difference of 10 Kelvin dissipates about 150 watt. Mm-hmm. So sample calculation, we have a power loss of 600 watt in a hydraulic system, mm-hmm. and an effective area of 1 square meter for heat dissipation. Then the system will heat up by 40 Kelvin. Mm-hmm. So with an ambient temperature of 20 degrees Celsius, we have a resulting oil temperature of 60 degrees Celsius.
Wow, that's pretty warm. That's quite warm here.
Okay.
But then we're in a bad position with our small compact aggregates, with those small power units that we have.
Good point. Some people think so, but there's a big difference with our compact power units compared to the conventional power units. Mm-hmm. We have a small reservoir, but we have, you may have seen this finned housing, which is made from aluminium. And now we have two advantages. First of all, aluminium has a dissipates heat very well.
Yeah.
And the finned housing increases the effective dissipating area of the reservoir.
And more surface area.
More surface area, exactly.
Okay.
And just as an example, and in addition, we have the option to put a blower on top of the power unit to dissipate even more heat.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, for example, our HKF power unit, one of the bigger compact units, can dissipate about 400 watt at a temperature difference of 10 Kelvin. So much more than a big reservoir.
Okay. That sounds really positive here. Isn't it possible to fit an outside cooler?
Yeah, there's an option for an outside cooler as well. However, we try to avoid that because that costs additional money. What we do is we try to have as little energy input as possible. That's why we run our power units whenever possible in on-off mode, so power on demand. Power is only brought in when it is requested from the system.
Okay, so how could I or our audience select such a cooler if it was needed?
We have some calculation formula for that. So if it is needed, you go to our website, hydraulic-calculator.harvey.com, and there you find all the required formulas for calculating cooling of a hydraulic system and many other formulas as well for hydraulic calculations.
Okay. And for our audience, we will put a link to this calculation in our show notes so that you can play with it and see what you find. So that was a really good explanation of this. So let me summarize for our audience and for myself to see if I understood correctly. A stable oil temperature results from the balance between the dissipated heat and the input power loss. The dissipated heat depends on the cooling capacity of the tank, as you explained, and the temperature difference between the oil temperature and the ambient temperature. Correct?
Perfect. So I think you learned a lot today.
I think I did, and I hope our audience did too. That brings us to the end of this podcast for today. I want to thank you, Axel, for joining me and talking about this interesting topic. And I want to thank our audience for participating again and listening to us. And if you have some suggestions, ideas for future podcasts, please send us an email to podcast@hv.de. We look forward to your feedback. And until next time, thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thanks from my side. Goodbye.